From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Farrar Hutkins. Florida's chief financial officer says he wants to remove the state banking regulator accused of sexual harassment. In a letter to staffers for the other two cabinet members and Governor Ron DeSantis, Jimmy Patronis, chief of cabinet affairs, wrote that Patronis wants Ronald Rubin removed as commissioner of the Office of Financial Regulation and appoint an interim in his place. The move would take place at the next cabinet meeting, which is scheduled for July 25th. Rubin has been suspended with pay since May, when Patronis released a sexual harassment complaint from an employee who said her interactions with Rubin forced her to hide from the commissioner. Rubin has not denied the interactions, but has said they were a misunderstanding and filed suit. Broward County hasn't had a new state attorney in 43 years. 76-year-old Michael Satz plans to retire next year. Yesterday, WLRN intern Gerard Albert caught up with the candidate who's calling for a different vision of the job.
In a packed brewery, Joe Kimmock got loud applause when he told the crowd he wanted to end mass incarceration. Kimmock is a defense lawyer and former teacher who says he's running to reshape the state attorney's office.
We end the seeking of cash bail. We stop charging possession of marijuana. We stop seeking mandatory minimums on drug offenses.
Candidates with similar progressive platforms have won races for top prosecutor jobs in Philadelphia, Boston, St. Louis, and Chicago recently. Anne LeMaster is an attorney living and working in Broward.
Well, I think it's a breath of fresh air. I think it's totally different than the paradigm that the state attorney's office has previously had in Broward County.
The general election is in November of next year. Kimmock is one of two candidates in the Democratic primary so far. The other, defense attorney Teresa Williams, ran against Satz in 2016. I'm Gerard Albert in Fort Lauderdale.
This is WLRN News. I'm Farrar Hutkins.